You know, Adora, this weekend it was really easy for the Incredible Hulk being green. You know how much it made?
A lot.
55 million. Yes, indeed.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
Ed Norton playing the Incredible Hulk. It was kind of a redo from the 2003 Hulk, which was a little too introspective, a little too psychological. This one, a lot of bang-bang, a lot of smash-up, and you reviewed it. You called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and gave us some reviews. Here are the first reviews of The Incredible Hulk.
It's not as good as Iron Man, but it's a lot better than the 2003 version with Eric Bana.
It was better than expected. There's so much action in this movie that it gets monotonous at times.
Mixed reviews, but still $55 million. But people had a lot to say specifically about the story and what it lacked and what it did have that they enjoyed. So let's take a listen.
Sadly, the movie's also lacking one critical muscle, a heart. Edward Norton does what he can, but is ultimately so distant and so busy running that he doesn't humanize the situation. And all the action in the Marvel Universe can't make up for that.
This version of The Incredible Hulk has borrowed perhaps too much from the genre to bear the label Incredible, though it is certainly more credible.
If a do-over means the chance to watch Edward Norton share screen time with Lou Ferrigno, yeah, I'm willing to cut Marvel some slack.
We don't care about the gamma rays. We don't care about how he got to be the Hulk. We just want to see some stuff blow up, and that's what it is. A great summer popcorn flick.
I do personally care about gamma rays. But if you are sick of The Incredible Hulk, there was certainly another option this weekend. If you don't see dead people or if you love seeing dead people, there was M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, a brand new flick. The premise there was toxins in the air cause mass suicide.
What's going on? You can't just leave us here.
Sir, we lost contact.
With whom?
Everyone.
Ominous music.
But did the reviewers think it was ominous?
For a movie called The Happening, in the end, not that much does.
But hey, let's keep the focus on making the characters miserable, not the audience.
It's just dreadful.
But it made $31
million. Harsh.
It did well. $31 million is what The Happening made. It lost out to Kung Fu Panda at $34 million in its second week. But, you know, it's a franchise that probably is going to continue. M. Night Shyamalan, of course, you know, famous for all of his scary movies. The reviews weren't really mixed, though, on this.
This disaster fair pits nature against man and something lethal in the air that inexplicably precipitates mass suicide, which is actually a refreshing change of pace, by the way, from the usual running around and killing each other.
But the film is told with such stilted, portentous dialogue, and the tone is so self-important that it feels downright goofy.
Shyamalan's great at an ominous foreboding, but there's no logic to his plot and no payoff.
M. Night finally dispenses with what has become his trademark, the twist ending, though the final irony might be that The Happening could have used one.
Self-important mass suicide.
And we should add, it's Mark Wahlberg and indie starlet Zoe Deschanel.
But thanks to our reviewers, Liz Ball, Karen Dahlstrom, Susan Granger, Ken Lieberger, Nell Minow, Joe Lozito, Prairie Miller, Scooter Thompson, and of course...
Deborah Young.
Yes. All of your reviews we love. We listen to them all. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE because the best reviews are words of mouth. And that's what we have here at The Takeaway.
And next week it's Get Smart and The Love Guru next Monday.
Can we get Steve Carell? Dylan, book Steve Carell, will you please? Thanks.